You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about stress management tips for every day. So this is going to be a very interesting episode because yesterday we talked about how to always come up on top, how to always be productive, how to always feel good about yourself and have an amazing day every single day. And today we're going to talk about managing the stress that may come from doing a lot of things at the very beginning when you're still not a master of your mind, all right? So before we get started, as usual, please, do you know anyone out there that may be struggling with work or with stress? This episode, these episodes in general, are gonna definitely help them. And if you can teach them this content, you will learn it a lot better, trust me. So point number one, do breathing exercises. Exhale fully with every breath. Guys, this is super important, especially if you're a person that works at a computer. There was a study made not that long ago that showed that people that are concentrated on a screen and they're typing and they're doing things, or even if you're simply on social media chilling, a lot of people tend to not breathe fully. They only have these shallow breaths that they take, and they really breathe with maybe 40% or 30% of their full lung capacity. That is not good for you. If you're not able to breathe regularly and fully, your body will think that you're in danger. So it will start releasing cortisol, it will start releasing chemicals that will make you feel stressed. So whenever you feel like a bit on edge, stressed out, a bit anxious, always remember to take a full deep breath, but most importantly, exhale and get every single last bit of air out of your lungs, okay? Point number two, realize that stress gets trapped in your body, all right? So what you wanna do is actually start listening in a way to your body. Realize if your shoulders are tense, if your leg muscles are tense, if you maybe have any other part of the body that generally feels in a sense of unease, you're gonna start concentrating on that part of the body and realizing that that is stress trying to get out of your body. It's trapped. So there are so many things you can do. And as a matter of fact, point number three says, stretch and massage your shoulders and muscles. Make sure to do that. Now, a lot of, you know, successful people, or just generally speaking, people that may even have benefits at work and they're smart about it, they do use their benefits to go and get massages, to go and get deep tissues massages or anything that can relax them and make them feel good. If you don't have money or time to do that, you can get massage balls, you can get a foam roller. There's so many different ways that you can stress and massage your body to release that tension, and that it's going to automatically make you feel good, even mentally, all right? Point number four, meditate and stay mindful throughout the day. Now, the difference between meditation and mindfulness is that meditation, generally speaking, in the Western world, is seen as the concept of, you know, sitting down, legs crossed, hands on your knees, close your eyes, listen to your breathing, and so on and so forth, or even do a mantra, right? Now, mindfulness is actually the ability to stay in touch with your body and with your thoughts throughout the day, realizing when you're thinking about something, why you're thinking about it, why your body is moving a certain way, why you're reacting to certain situations a certain way. So it's the ability to be always attentive to what's happening within you, in your mind, and in your body. And you can only develop this ability by meditating in the morning, in the afternoon, and keeping, again, attention on your body and your mind and your breathing in a specific setting, so that when you are done meditating and you move on to, you know, your everyday activities, crossing the street, going to work, speaking to someone, you're still gonna have this subconscious ability to have your thoughts and your body's processes under control. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this short episode of Up Your Game. Please, if you have any questions, email me at De Niro@DeNiroB, or simply go on Instagram at DeNiroB, DeNiroB. Shoot me a message there. I answer to every single one of my followers. And until next time, up your game.